Gently continue on. This is wisdom, okay? Greatest lessons in life is what you go through and throughout your lifetime, even as you become an adult. Each year around the sun and you season and you grow stronger and wiser, but most importantly, you become hyper sensitive and aware to your surroundings and what you've gone through, and it's time to reflect and sit back, start putting the puzzle pieces of life together and things you've gone through that you could never probably make sense before, behavior that's strange. Now that you're older, you sit back and you look at behavior and things you've gone through, you find connections, you realize you're not the only one on totem pole. Excuse me, you realize you're not alone. And then you start making sense of things. And then you have to like take all these puzzle pieces and they go perfectly together and they fit this perfect puzzle, but you realize there's multiple puzzles sitting in front of you and you realize, well, what the hell now? You know, what to do with it now? You know, growing up in a highly dysfunctional, disturbed family has long-term consequences, and it can affect your health, it affects your well-being, it affects your happiness, it affects your relations, whether with the opposite sex, love is love, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, it affects friendships, it affects everything. It affects how you view yourself, it affects your self-esteem, it affects how you view life, it affects trusting people. There's a lot of people who grow up in severely dysfunctional, highly toxic, compatible families, where one part of the family, whether a parent, a male role model, was abusive, abrasive, and you had a female role model, which would have been your parent, who would stand back and not protect a child or children. In those situations where there's severe abuse going on, whether it's physical or mental or, you know, spiritual, there's financial abuse. There's all sorts of forms of abuse, if you really think about it. Abuse is abuse. There's just different forms. And you're a child or children, and you're growing up around that stuff. If you don't get therapy, whether as a child, and most children are not brought into a therapist office experiencing this kind of environment. And why is because, of course, a parent's going to protect what's going on underneath the roof. Usually highly dysfunctional, disturbed families, when you grow up in that, you end up finding yourself in long-term therapy when you get older, because how you grow up in that kind of environment, it affects everything about you. And you become at a legal age of 18 and you're on your own, and you know, you're trying to maneuver through a life and not having the proper role models and ways and means and emotional support and, you know, every kind of support you think of as a parent, parents and what should be when you have kids. You find yourself just like literally being tossed out, you know, on your own and trying to make sense and maneuver through this crazy maze called life. It's hard enough for people that are raised in normal families. And what really is normal, I mean, really, what is normal? But I'm talking about a normal, well-adjusted family where there's compassion and kindness, there's love, there's, most importantly, communication. There's not abuse of any way, shape, or form. But when you grow up in that kind of environment and become an adult, it's really hard to maneuver through life. You're going to struggle. I can't stress this enough. It's so critically important. The sooner you can get into a therapist's hands and sit down and get the help you need to maneuver through life. Talk about what you went through. Because I'm telling you right now, any dysfunctional family is not going to freely, willingly get a child or children to a therapist's office knowing what they have been subjected to. No way, shape, or form. They will protect. They will create a falsehood, false image. Usually dysfunctional, severely dysfunctional families. This is also coming through trauma therapists. Will create a false light and falsehood to the public. They will create a very perfect image of their family. If there's anyone within the family, a truth seeker or a black sheep or someone to speak out to share the truth of this is not a normal family, this is not a situation, you will have the rest of the gang, group, cult, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it, dysfunctional families will gang up on that individual. They will do everything to silence them. They will do everything to get rid of them. They will do everything to make sure that they do not release the truth. And some will say, that sounds narcissistic. Well, I mean, if you don't want to share the truth and you're doing everything to silence someone and you're portraying something in an image that's not a falsehood, false light. I mean, is that really part of narcissistic personality disorder, narcissistic behavior? Well, I mean, I guess you could say in a way it is, because you're wearing a mask. You're pretending and portraying to be something in a situation or a group of individuals, which is a family, a unit, that's not. And let's face it, folks, there's problems in every family unit, community, village, dynamic, wherever you live around the world, for yourself, New Jersey International, wherever you live. No family's perfect, but I'm talking about severely dysfunctional families where it is literally a generational thing. Some people call it a curse, and it continues on and on and on and on and on. And it's very, very, very common. The last podcast with the photo of children growing up in dysfunctional families and the roles of different children and how, you know, who they are as individuals and characters and how they perceive themselves and what they really feel inside is nothing. I mean, it's the truth. That's the truth, you know? When you live and you grow up in dysfunctional families, you know, and a family dynamic is very, it's toxic, it's abrasive, it's abusive, it's not normal, it's crazy, it's chaotic, it's stressful, it's like living on eggshells. You don't know if you're going to have a good day or a bad day. You're waiting, like, you know, high anxiety, waiting for that bad day. And you go find yourself, if you don't get therapy, like right away when you become an adult, because you're not going to get it growing up. Nobody, no parent or parent's going to want to have a therapist literally know anything. They're going to silence it. They're going to evade, avoid all they can. They're going to proceed to be this perfect unit. This is every dysfunctional family out there, folks. This is the truth. Coming from trauma therapists, we'll do everything to protect that image so they don't get in trouble. Heaven forbid that people really know what it's like underneath that roof of hell that a child or child goes through. These children grow up to be adults. If you don't get the therapy and help you need, or anybody listening to this and you've grown up in a very toxic ass environment and you're an adult, it is never too late to get therapy. It's never too late to have someone help guide you through life because you're going to need it. I'm not talking about a month therapy, year therapy. I'm talking about years, maybe a lifetime of therapy. Because if you don't, you're going to choose relations, especially you women. You're going to choose the same man. If you've had a parent or male role model and love is love, whatever situation, and it's abrasive and toxic, abusive, and constantly belittling and chastising, and you're never amount to anything, and you can go to hell, and blah, 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 you're going to literally choose the same kind of relationship when you become an adult. Love is love, whether that's a female, male, I don't care. You're going to choose the exact same relationship. You know why? Because you didn't grow up in that normalcy that you needed to show you what to choose and how to choose and the type of relationship that you deserve. So what you're going to do is you're going to start putting up with a lot of things that you normally wouldn't put up with. And normal people in normal healthy environments raised, you know, you're going to put up with things that aren't normal. And you're going to put up with it time and time and time again. And you're going to choose wrong time and time and time again until you realize, wait a minute, let me stand back and have some time for myself. What am I doing wrong? Why is this a mirrored image of what I grew up in? Because you didn't know any better. You know, you're different. And then you get around a relation or someone that treats you well, treats you with respect, decency, kindness, love, most importantly, love. It's foreign, and you're like a Julia Roberts movie. You're a runaway bride. That's right, you're a runaway bride. That's right. Because you don't know normal. You don't know love. All you know is chaos, insults, put downs, yelling, screaming. It's all, you don't know any better. You find yourself, that's right, not being able to communicate effectively. You don't feel like you're heard. And people as adults, when you scream, when you have to scream, and you're talking to someone, you have to get to the point of screaming. And you know on one hand how many people had to get to that point. You know why? It's because it's coming from the same dysfunctional kind of communication, non-communicative environment, where screaming is a point of saying, in an emotional way, I need to be goddamn heard. Excuse my French. You need to hear me. You're not hearing me. I'm going to take it a million octaves up so you can hear me. But you realize when you keep doing that, that the people that you're screaming at don't give a damn about you anyway. So why are you screaming? Why are you wasting your energy? Don't waste your energy. You're not being heard anyway. Really ask yourself, were you ever heard your entire life? Growing up in a dysfunctional family, were you ever heard? Or are you just brushed, pushed off, locked up, thrown out to sea, however you want to call it? Outside, out of mind. Are you a truth seeker? Are you the black sheep? Do you want to help other people? When you suddenly share your journey or something, you're going to realize you're getting ganged up. Group cult, we're going to call it. For trauma therapist, they call it cult-like activity. You're silenced. There's strange behavior. Normalcy are people who are normal that pinpoint that stuff out real quick. And they're going to protect you with everything they got. And they're not going to be your family. You know, they're not going to be blood related. These are people who see right through it. That's the truth. This is coming from wisdom. You know, you got to get the therapy and help, folks. You're going through severe dysfunctional, you know what, you did as a young child into your adolescence and teenage years. And you couldn't get the hell out of that. SHRT till you turn 18. Found yourself running away from home to get the hell away from it. Families took you in. Families protected you. You don't remember any of that stuff. And you become an adult. You sit down with a therapist and you go, oh my God. Therapist starts putting all the puzzle pieces together for you. Now you got all these multiple puzzles in front of you of life. You didn't ask for it. It happened. Now you have to figure out how to maneuver and what to do with it. And making healthier choices, decisions. You know, stopping the cycle of unhealthy relationships, unhealthy marriages, unhealthy engagements, unhealthy whatever. And stop it, because if not, you're going to continue for the rest of your life making severely dysfunctional family decisions as a self, as a one, you making those decisions off of what you learn. It's not normal. You got to stop it. Severely dysfunctional families portray themselves to be the most perfect families in the world. There is always positive. There's always a positive gang or gain. There's always, they're always to portray and seek to be the higher standard, the higher class out there. They will hide. They consider those that are truth seekers the troublemakers of the family. In reality, think about it, they're not the troublemakers. And you get older, you realize that. You ever run across somebody? You're always around family gatherings, everybody's always talking garbage about them. Always slandering them, belittling them. Makes you uncomfortable, doesn't it? You smile and go, ha ha. And then you leave and you go, wow, that's really disturbing. Wonder what they would think hearing all that stuff about them. Well, guess what? When you get older and that stuff continues, well, all those extended family members speak up, and eventually will cross you and you'll find out what's been said about you. That's part of dysfunction, is making sure to silence and taking the truth, which are the peacemakers, and some consider troublemakers. They're the peacemakers, they're the black sheep. And they're gonna flip it and twist it, make them look like they're crazy and this. They're just protecting the family image of a highly severely dysfunctional ass family. Those peacemakers will up, leave, remove themselves, evade, avoid, and run for the hills. When they finally realize what's going on, they become an adult and they realize the decisions and patterns, and if the toxicity continues, because severely dysfunctional families, I'm talking severely dysfunctional families per trauma therapist, doesn't stop when you're an adult. It doesn't stop in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, it continues. When it stops is when you remove yourself. You put down really serious, tall walls of healthy boundaries and you stick by them. You limit communication, you limit contact. You take all that time and you have to pour it into yourself and some damn good therapy, because you're going to need it. Any family that sits there and portrays themselves of anything but perfect with no flaws and no problems, I will guarantee 99.9% of the time has some severe toxic dysfunction going on. And if you think this stuff stops with you, it doesn't. It goes to next generation, the next generation, the next generation. Next generation is already up the bat. They're probably already dealing with psychological, mental health problems, whether it's anxiety, depression, whether they feel isolated, whether they always are seem to be alone, whether they're, you know, as before the children, you know, picture is they pour into objects instead of human beings. They have severe anxiety around people, around crowds. It carries on and on and on. They're already choosing bad relationships. They're already choosing bad situations. They have it most of the time until, you know, unfortunately, as I was to my trauma therapist, it usually doesn't happen until growing up in severely dysfunctional, toxic families. It doesn't usually, the red light and radar and everything click until adults get older. If they've not sought therapy and counseling themselves, when they're able to get out and free themselves at the age of 18, and the longer it takes, and they suffer, and they're making bad choices, and they don't realize this is just how they work. This is an upbringing. You're repeating a pattern. And it's not a good pattern, folks. You got to stop it. And now you're an adult. You got to sit down with a therapist, and you got to stop it. You got to stop the cycle, or it's going to continue on and on and on. You don't want to pass that stuff to your kids, because you're going to pass it to your kids without even realizing you pass it to your kids. Next generation already got mental health problems. It's a vicious, damn, toxic ass cycle. It doesn't stop. And sometimes it never stops. And that's sad. I will end up with the next disturbed generation, the next generation walking around, feeling all this inside and not knowing how to release it. Black sheeps tend to be amazing communicators. They are the communication key, the only ones in the family that know how to communicate in severely dysfunctional families. They tend to be empaths. They tend to feel other people's feelings and emotions. They tend to wear their heart on the sleeve. They tend to be very motherly role models. They tend to be amazing mothers. For kids, amazing for kids. They tend to be one to help people out. They're very compassionate. They're very kind. They like to get involved in volunteering and things to make a difference in the world. You know why? You know why black sheep do that? You know why that one in that family, those truth seekers do that? You know, there's troublemakers and not troublemakers. They're peacemakers of the world. You know why they do that? Because they've been abandoned by their own. They've been tossed out to sea. They haven't got the love, compassion, and emotional support they needed. And they suffered more than any of the others. And instead of repeating the cycle, they decide they're going to make a difference in this world and take all of that that they didn't have and pour their heart into making sure others don't go through what they have. And they do a lot of serving in the world. They strive to make a difference in the world, and they're your biggest leaders in the world. More to follow.